So today we do turn a page in our narrative lectionary. We turn, of course, today to the New Testament, as represented by the Gospel according to St. Luke. Now, the history of the world, perhaps a bit of an overstatement, but the Gospel, capital G, Gospel, as it pertains to a book, as a form of literature, was a new genre. The four Gospels in the New Testament, they are biographies of a sort. They tell the life and the ministry and, of course, the death and resurrection of Jesus. But it is a theological biography. It is a biography that tells not only the story of Jesus' life, but what it means for God's people now and forever. And each of the four Gospels, of course, have a distinctive lens on which they view the work of Jesus, a lens through which they tell the story of this Jesus. We'll hear tonight from the Gospel of Luke. Of course, the perhaps most famous of readings, we'll hear tonight the birth of Jesus. But we begin today in this narrative lectionary here in the New Testament. We will hear through the rest of the narrative lectionary here from the Gospel of Mark, the shortest of the four Gospels. And one of the ways that Mark trimmed was he didn't speak at all about Jesus before Jesus is an adult. And so we are reliant on the Gospel of Luke to fill in those details. So what we have today before us in the beginning of this gospel, there's some preliminaries that the gospel writer takes care of, but we're only five verses in when we begin. And we hear the story, of course, of Zechariah and Elizabeth, faithful, righteous, adhering to the commandments and regulations of the Lord. As we turn the page and we consider the New Testament of our Scripture, I want to take the time to point out the lengths to which Luke, and by extension the other Gospel writers as well, tell a story that, while new, still sits very much on the foundation of the old. Just in the beginning, we hear of King Herod of Judea. Judea is the area of the southern kingdom, as it's become called at this time. King Herod, of course, is a vassal leader under Roman occupation. In a couple of hundred years, Zechariah is a priest, so there is still this element of temple worship. Remember, we heard the story of the rebuilding of the temple as the folks came back from exile. They are of lineages that the gospel writer takes time to point out. All of this is based on the foundation of what we have already heard this narrative lectionary